Well, and now it is 9 a.m. on this Wednesday, and can mean only one thing. It's time for Dish Omaha featuring Diane Watson, the host of Leftover Chef on YouTube. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning, Jeff. Hey, what comes to mind when I say the word leftovers?
Leftovers. Well, I would not say no to a leftover slice of pizza right now, but I will tell you, when I discover leftovers that have gone past the expiration date in the back of the fridge, I'm always a little heartbroken. Right. I always feel kind of bad. I feel sorry for the food, weirdly, but I always feel bad about throwing it. It just feels so wasteful.
I know. And you know, this is a topic that's near and dear to me. As you mentioned, I am the host of Leftover Chef, a YouTube cooking show. I aim to help individuals save money and help the planet by not having to throw those leftovers away. But Saving Grace is doing it on a citywide scale, and it's pretty remarkable. Here's how it works. Do you ever go to a buffet or an event and wonder about what happens to the unused food?
All the time. Yes.
Exactly. Well, Saving Grace, which was started about 11 years ago by a visionary named Beth Ostick Smith, stands by to distribute that food. So it's a perishable food rescue, and that food gets redistributed to nonprofit agencies in Omaha. Now, I'm not talking about the food from your plate when you go to fundraiser. That you take that home, and Leftover Chef will help you with that one.
Exactly.
But I'm talking about the leftover amounts of food that are never put out and that are held at a proper temperature and stored properly that can be distributed. So what happens is this food comes from grocery stores, wholesalers, caterers, the events you go to, restaurants, and they stand by in refrigerated trucks to pick up that food same day. It doesn't go to a warehouse. It doesn't go to storage. It goes directly to food pantries, shelters, after-school events, senior centers. There are about 40 different pantries and facilities that receive that food. They call the folks standing by in the refrigerated trucks ambassadors.
What a great concept.
It is. The mission really, it really hits on a few things. The food insecurity issue. Did you know there are 80,000 Omahans who are food insecure any given day? And that means one in five children are food insecure. And when you think about all of the assistance that's available out there, this really hits on something that a lot can't, and that's nutritious food. It's not just a can of food. There's a lot of produce. There are a lot of proteins, a lot of great, very nutritious food. And the other thing that just staggers me every day is that 30 to 40% of the food that we have in the United States gets thrown away. And in Omaha, it is the number one landfill item that we deal with.
Oh, gosh.
And so not just the waste, but that food produces greenhouse gases. In fact, food is the number one producer of greenhouse gases in this country. And let me tell you a little bit about the results. In 2023, there were 125 businesses donating to Saving Grace. And that equated to 654,000 pounds of food that were kept out of the landfill.
That's awesome.
And in the 11 years they've been doing it, that means 8 million pounds. And that's the equivalent of $15 million worth
incredible.
Of food.
That's incredible.
So we're saving food, we're saving money, and we're helping the planet. A lot of us don't own restaurants or throw big enough parties, but we can get involved. They're always looking for donors, whether that's your time, if you wanted to be an ambassador driving those trucks.
Volunteer.
Right?
Yep.
Volunteer. You can attend events and learn more. In fact, I know we're out at the Exarban Farmers Market from time to time, and so are they. So they have a booth every other week. They will be at Dundee Day on August 24th.
Coming up.
And they've got a very interesting fundraiser coming up in September on the 9th. It's called Dining for Good, and I've been to an event like this. This will be out at Dante, where Nick Strawhawker will be making the food from rescued.
Nice.
He'll be making a gourmet meal from rescued food. It's very amazing what they can
really
do.
Cool.
You can also pledge to be aware of food waste and be more of an ambassador in your own home when you go out. Check out the Saving Grace website. There's lots of things you can do. You can check out Leftover Chef. My YouTube channel is Leftover Chef 123. And Jeff, I want you to just call me next time you find something in the back of that fridge, and I will help you save it.
You'll help me save it, or maybe cook up something else with it?
Yes, exactly.
An old cheeseburger.
Repurposing them. We help feed bellies, not the landfill.
I love it. All right, Diane. Thanks so very much. Diane Watson, Dish Omaha, heard every Wednesday on KVNO right here, and you can listen back on KVNO.org.